Independence, Living in Zion, by Shanna Butler, Church Magazines. Zion in Missouri, Mormon Ideals on the Frontier, 1831 to 1839. Why did the Mormons come here? The Missouri frontier in the 1830s was Zion for the early members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Mormons. This was the land designated by the prophet Joseph Smith, where they would build a community based on righteous living and unselfish cooperation, in harmony with the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. More than 5,000 Latter-day Saints took part in this ambitious effort. What happened to these plans? The dream of an ideal community clashed with the harsh reality of frontier life in Missouri in these tense pre-Civil War years. The Mormons left, but their experience here deepened their commitment to the Zion ideals that would bear fruit in other times and places. Missouri has been and will be the site of many key events in church history. It was the location of the Garden of Eden and Adam on Diamond, where Adam gathered his posterity for a final blessing. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verses 53 to 57. It was the place the saints in Joseph Smith's day started to build Zion, but were violently driven out before their dreams could be realized. It is the place where the Lord Jesus Christ will return again to a new Jerusalem. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 57, verses 2 and 3, and the 10th Article of Faith. And right now, Missouri is a place where the youth of the church are building firm foundations for the future while looking to the past for guidance. The Temple Lot. In 1831, the Lord told the prophet Joseph Smith and others to go to Missouri, where they would receive an inheritance of land. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 52, verse 5. The prophet dedicated the temple lot in Independence, Missouri, on August 3, 1831. Today, the church owns only a portion of that original lot. The rest is owned by other churches. On the church's portion of the lot is the Independence Visitors Center. As you enter the center, you are greeted by a large mural of Christ's Second Coming. A quiet reverence fills the building, punctuated only by the buzz of missionaries bearing their testimonies and giving tours to visitors. Micah Tuala is a priest in the Independent Second Ward. He is preparing for a mission and has even brought an interested visitor to meet the missionaries at the center. "It's a privilege to live here," Micah says. He says the modern-day church members in Independence have a mission to spread the gospel and build up Zion. "There are people who are looking for the gospel," says Anita Walker, a Laurel in the Independence Fourth Ward. "We just have to find them." The early saints worked to build homes, schools, and settlements in Missouri. However, by the end of 1832, some Missourians were beginning to fear growing numbers of Mormons moving in. Starting on July 20th, mobs destroyed the Latter-day Saints' businesses and property and eventually drove them out of Jackson County in the middle of winter. The Lord revealed to Joseph Smith that they had been driven out because they were not following his commandments. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verses 2 through 6. Adam on Diamond. Church members exiled from Independence later moved to northern Missouri. In 1838, while visiting them in Davies County, the prophet declared by revelation the location of Adam on Diamond. See Church History in the Fullness of Times, page 188. Lyman White, one of the original missionaries to Missouri, was an early settler in Adam on Diamond. "He is the one that brought our family into the church," says Daniel Bergen, 17, of the Shoal Creek Ward. Daniel and his sisters, Angela, 14, and Natalie, 12, are descendants of Sanford Porter, whom Lyman White introduced to the gospel. The Bergens like to go to Adam on Diamond to feel its peace and enjoy its beauty. The valley floor is now used for farmland, and the surrounding hills are deeply wooded. On the site are a few scenic overlooks, including Spring Hill and Tower Hill. Preacher Rock, where the prophet is said to have stood and taught, is a short walk off the main trail at Tower Hill. There is even a marker to show the spot where Lyman White's cabin once stood. Latter-day Saints settlements in northern Missouri, like Far West, continued to prosper in 1838, But dissension again crept into the lives of the members. A battle with the Missourians at Crooked River marked the beginning of an all-out war. The governor of Missouri, Lilburn W. Boggs, gave an extermination order against the Latter-day Saints. Hans Mill. At Hans Mill, a few miles east of Far West, the violent removal of the Saints began with full force. Jacob Hahn, leader of the settlement at Hans Mill, had disregarded the prophet's advice to move his people out of the small settlement. On October 30th, a mob came to Hans Mill. The men living there sought protection in the blacksmith shop, but the mob shot into the shop and at everyone in sight, including women and children who were fleeing into the woods. At least 17 saints were killed, and more than 13 were wounded. One of the wounded was Alma Smith, age 7, whose hip had been shot out by a musket ball. His mother, Amanda Smith, found him in the blacksmith shop. Nearby were her husband and another son, both dead. She pleaded with the Lord to preserve Alma's life, and she heard a voice directing her how to heal him. He took a few weeks to recover, but Alma's hip was healed. Today, Hans Mill is an abandoned field, overgrown with weeds. The slow-flowing river and waist-high grass give no indication that anyone ever lived or died there. But Slade, Ashley, and Whitney Thackeray have a special feeling for this church history site. They are descendants of Alma Smith. Slade and his sisters know miracles are not just a thing of the past. They have seen them in their own lifetimes as well. The first time Slade, 16, heard Alma Smith's story was in family home evening. "It changes the way I look at my family. It changes the way I pray. It has strengthened my testimony." Slade nods his head and smiles, remembering when he was very ill and was hospitalized a few months ago. "If it wasn't for prayer and priesthood blessings, I don't know where I'd be." Liberty Jail. Before Far West was taken by the mob militia, Joseph Smith and other church leaders were betrayed by the colonel who led the Latter-day Saint forces. He turned them over to the militia. The church leaders were illegally court-martialed and sentenced to be executed. Their lives were saved the next day when a Missouri general, Alexander Doniphan, refused to obey the order. The prophet and 5 other men, including the prophet's brother Hiram, were sent to Liberty Jail in Clay County to await another trial. The lower level of the jail, where the prisoners were kept, was small, dirty, and had such a low ceiling that they could not stand up straight. The guards were on the floor above and lowered what little food they gave the prisoners through a trap door in the floor. The dungeon was cold, and almost no light came in through the tiny barred cell windows. They were there for 4 months. Zion, the pure in heart. Inside the Liberty Jail historic site, in present-day Liberty, Missouri, is a rotunda containing a replica of the jail. In the replica are mannequins representing the prophet and his associates who were held there. Visitors can now come, sit in a semicircle around the jail, and listen to a history of what happened there. Jacob Tracy, a priest in the Harrisonville ward, looks down into the dungeon of the jail. At 5 feet 11 inches, he wouldn't be able to stand up straight if he were down there. He's looking at a replica of Hiram Smith, his 5th great-grandfather. He likes to come here with his brother Joseph, 12, and his sister Becky, 18, and think about the sacrifices early church members made. Plus, Jacob says, knowing the history of what happened to them can help us. We have so much to look forward to here in Zion. Of course, these 3 know that Zion is not only a place in Missouri. Thus saith the Lord, let Zion rejoice, for this is Zion, the pure in heart. Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verse 21. You can live anywhere, Joseph Tracy says. It doesn't matter where you're from. In other words, you don't have to live in Jackson County, Missouri to be in Zion. No matter where they live, youth in the church can live a little closer to Zion when they build the Lord's kingdom through righteous living and giving all they have to Him. See Moses, chapter 7, verse 18. End of the article, Independence, Living in Zion by Shanna Butler.